Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with two very special guests from Carlsbad, the Little Caveman League, and 2018 Super Bowl champions. I've got Bobby Paras. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You played quarterback and defensive end, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And Courage Morales, tight end and middle linebacker. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. So tell me what grades you're in first off, because you guys were part of the leadership on this team.
I'm in fifth grade at Sunset Elementary.
Awesome. Okay, so you guys both have another year. You guys are looking forward to trying to repeat again, right?
Yes, sir.
I know it's a little bit fresh on your minds, but tell me, your overall record was 8-0. That means you were undefeated. What did that feel like?
It felt like we're like the best in our league right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you guys carry that in throughout the whole year and going into the championship feeling like you guys had a lot of confidence?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. So I wanted to start with training and what practices were like. What were the practices like? Could you guys describe them for me?
They were fun and they were hard work.
Okay. And what about for you, Courage?
First practice was like scary. I didn't like kind of know what to do. I was still kind of learning our place. And like it was hard because like I wasn't conditioned.
Okay. And then after a while, did you get into shape from a lot of running and a lot of workouts and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so tell me, was it all hard work or did it become fun at times so that you guys could have a little bit of a break from the hard, hard, consistent work?
Yes.
Yes, we did 6-on-6 of our team.
Okay.
And we also had a little pizza party.
Oh, really? During practice?
Yes.
So what was that like?
It was thanking us that we did all this hard work and that we get a break sometimes in life.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me, since we're on that subject, what pizza is it that's your favorite?
Pepperoni?
Pizza. Sausage and pineapple.
Ooh, I like that. I can dig that. Pineapple belongs on pizza, right? Tell me, what would you guys say are your biggest strengths individually?
My biggest strength is I never give up in life, even if it gets hard.
Sure. Okay.
My Courage? Biggest strength, if I get hurt, I can get up, like against the Longhorns, they hit me in the back and the shoulder. I stayed down for like 2 minutes, but then I got back up and I made like 2 tackles.
Heck yeah. So nothing keeps you down?
No, sir.
Absolutely. Awesome. So tell me about your favorite teams. Do you have a favorite NFL team?
Yes.
What is it?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks. Courage?
The Denver Broncos.
Really? Okay. So do you guys go at it ever? Talking about each other's teams?
No, we really don't talk about it.
No, you don't? No, what makes it so appealing to cheer for the Seahawks?
My favorite person is Russell Wilson on that team.
Awesome, awesome. And you've liked him since he started?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And what about you? Why do you like the Denver Broncos?
That's what my dad liked, like when I grew up. I started growing up and then like they won the Super Bowl 50, and like he was so happy, he ran the house, ran around the house yelling.
Oh, really? Heck yeah! So your dad had a big influence on your football team.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Very cool. So tell me, do you have a favorite player from the Broncos?
No, not really.
No, not really. You just like the team. Very good. What about your favorite moment throughout this season? Like I said before, you guys were undefeated, so there had to be a lot of good moments. What was your favorite?
My favorite moment was when our coaches dressed up to play football with us.
Really? So what was that like? Did they make tackles or was it just kind of like messing around?
Yeah, they made all our offense look bad.
Really? Okay, so offensive line had a handful.
Yep.
Okay. What about you, Kerr? Did you have a favorite moment this year?
We're playing against the Falcons. I was kind of scared the first game. Like that was the first game of the year. But then, like, it made me get used to football again.
Absolutely. Awesome. Cool. So then you kind of came back to life and you were ready to play the rest of the year.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Tell me about the energy that your team had. Did you guys have a hype man? Did you guys have somebody that brought a lot of energy to your team?
Yes.
Who was that?
It was our coach. His name's Coach Alex.
Awesome. Awesome. And so what did he do to provide that energy?
He just told us, he asked us whose house is this, and he said, what time is it? And then we just told him, and then on our Super Bowl, he held the Arizona Wildcat flag. walking out.
Really? So you get? Did you guys just get that just for that game?
Yes.
Wow, that's special.
Usually before games, we'd like ooh 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 ooh. And then we, like, yelled at the end, but I'm not going to yell.
Okay. No, you're good. Awesome. So then that would kind of get you guys hyped up, too. So it was all about before the game that felt like a lot of energy came your way.
Yes.
Awesome. Sir.
Tell me about the chemistry on your team. Did you guys get along pretty well as a full team?
Yes, but we're trying to make a family here, and we're not just football players.
Sure. Okay, so did you guys take that to heart, and as a team, you guys got along really well?
Yes.
Tell me about your favorite plays. Each of you lit up when I asked you about your favorite plays earlier. You guys have one. What is yours, Bobby?
My favorite play is when we have a pro set 28 sweep.
And what is that?
It's where our fullback runs to the outside on the right, and our halfback takes it, blocks for him, lead blocks.
Okay, and what's your part in that?
My part is to sweep it to my halfback.
Okay, awesome. Encourage, what about you?
My favorite play was counters or run plays during the Longhorns because there was number 55 making all the tackles. I just had one man, and I stuck to it, and I went and hit him. And every time he'd throw me on the ground, but he was already blocked. Brandon and Aiden and Bobby were already down the field.
So tight end, you took your tight end job seriously.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Okay, so tell me about the championship game. Obviously, you guys came out on top. Very excited about that. You got to hold the trophy up. Tell me about the championship game, some of the key plays that you remember the most.
The key play is when we were battling against them. First quarter, we kept on going four out, and then finally, our offense said, we're tired of this, and we drive all the way down to the 10-yard line. And our coach called a play, and I threw it to my fullback for a pass, and he out-jumped the corner.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that ended up being a touchdown.
Yep.
Dang, okay. Courage, what about you? Did you have anything specific from the championship game that you remember?
We're 128 sweep. We made a touchdown at the first play, like all the way.
Awesome. Very cool. So what was it about the championship game that was so much different? You guys got to play on a nicer field, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then did you have more fans there? Was it good weather? Tell me about that night.
It was freezing cold. Our whole team was wearing long sleeves some of them had jackets on, and there was a lot of people there.
Right. Did they wear jackets in the game?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Hand warmers.
Oh, did you? You guys were all equipped.
Yes.
Ready to go. So tell me about some of the things that are your favorites. I know that for a fact a lot of people take their cleats and their gear all seriously. Do you guys have a favorite brand that you like to wear on your shoes, or, you know, you guys have gloves, or what do you guys wear that you love so much?
My favorite is my shoulder pads. Every time I put them on, it just makes me get serious and want to do my best.
Sure. Absolutely. Courage, did you have a favorite brand? You rocked?
I had, like, these gold cleats, and then I had gold gloves, and then I had these huge arm sleeves with, like, huge pads. They said, like, giant or something in gold on the side.
So you used that for intimidation, too?
Yes, sir.
Got the other team thinking, shoot, this guy's coming at me.
I had a mouthpiece that had, like, gold teeth.
Really? Dang, you were equipped for sure. So are you guys looking forward to next year's team? You guys are going to be the older guys on the team next year. Are you looking forward to leading that team?
Yes, sir.
What do you guys think is going to happen? What is your prediction for next year, or what are you hoping that happens next year?
Hopefully we go win it twice in a row.
Yeah, and I don't know how many times that's been done. I'm not sure it has been done very often. Has it ever been done? Maybe a couple of times?
Yes.
Okay.
Trojans awesome. Last year.
Was it? Okay. So tell me, what other hobbies do you have? What do you like to do outside of sports and school?
I like to hang around with my family and play sports with them.
Sure. Courage?
I like to, hang around with my family, too, like Bobby said. I like to, watch movies or something, and sometimes I play Fortnite with Bobby and PJ and Lewis.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you guys video game guys?
A little bit.
Is it just Fortnite, or do you guys play other stuff?
I play Fortnite, Madden, NBA, all kinds of other games, too.
Awesome. You, too?
I play Battlefield and, other stuff.
So you're a PS4 guy?
No.
No.
I have Xbox One too. The PS4 is my dad's.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. All right. So tell me, do you guys play other sports?
Yes.
What is your favorite altogether sport?
My favorite is basketball.
Oh, really? Okay. And then what about you, Courage?
My favorite sport was football.
Okay. So what sports do you guys play outside of football? You said basketball. What else?
Baseball.
Okay. And you?
The baseball.
All right. Awesome. So I got to know what the most important part of your team's philosophy. You talked about it being that you guys were going to make a family and not make a family out of your team and not just football players. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So character was one of the big things that you guys focused on. Do you carry that into your other sports and into school?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you guys tell me, what are your grades like?
I have all A's except for one. I think it's a B.
Nice. And what about you?
I have A's and B's.
Very good. Guys, school is super important. I've had a lot of athletes in here, and that's one of the things that they say to younger athletes. Grades are super important so you can stay eligible to play. But you guys know that already, right? Your parents tell you guys that all the time?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, I got to know before we go, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Do you guys have any traditions that you guys stick to?
Yes, we always meet up at my aunt's house and we have a big old Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Favorite Thanksgiving dish? Do you have one?
Yes.
What is it?
Turkey and gravy.
That sounds good. Courage, what about you? What do you do on Thanksgiving?
I meet up at my grandma's house, me and all my family. And sometimes I got a new dirt bike, so I think I'm going to ride my dirt bike while my uncle and my baby cousin that really likes motor vehicles, like tiny ones.
Sure.
He likes to ride. And for his birthday, he got a little Power Wheels dirt bike, and then he'll ram it to your ankle.
Wow. Sounds dangerous. So tell me, what's your favorite dish on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I like cranberry, turkey, and stuffing.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And last question before we go, because Christmas break will be coming up soon after. What is it about Christmas break that you guys like to do?
I like to just spend time with my family and play a little bit of Fortnite.
Okay. And you?
I try to stay up till midnight, and usually I get new toys to shoot fake darts of some kind. So okay. Then we have we shoot them at each other, me and my dad, my sister versus my mom, and my aunt and my uncle.
Sure. Sounds like a lot of fun, guys. Thank you so much for coming to be on the show, getting in the studio. And I wish you guys the very best of luck coming into next season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.